This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in global economic facts you may not have been aware of, this item: the United States and Japan have never had a free trade agreement with one another. That would change if, and we should stress the if here, if a dozen countries, including the U.S. and Japan, can find a way to come to terms on the big trade deal that's been in the works for years now, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. The latest set of negotiations on that thing wrapped up a couple of weeks ago out in Hawaii without a deal. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson was there, and she has this story on the high hopes and hurdles when it comes to selling to Japan.
While TPP negotiators on one Hawaiian island tried to hash out rules that will govern about a third of global trade, John Holman was on another island, opening up a PowerPoint presentation.
Why should you export? We already have some exporters in the room.
Holman works for the U.S. Commercial Service. He's the guy on the ground trying to get companies interested in exporting and helping them figure out how. He tells me when people come to him, they often have dreams of selling to Japan and China. His message, look for the path of least resistance.
So what markets can you get into as an exporter in the shortest amount of time, the least amount of cost, and generate the greatest return? And then reinvest that revenue and experience into new markets.
He pulls up the World Bank's global rankings for ease of doing business. Japan is number 29. As the world's third largest economy with a wealthy consumer class, Japan is a tempting target for companies. Plus, in tariff terms, it's actually a pretty open market, though there are certainly exceptions. Rice imports, for example, above a certain quota, face tariffs over 700%.
But that's not all. There are also other kinds of unique regulations that make it very hard to do business in Japan, much harder than in other advanced economies.
Peter Petrie is a professor at Brandeis University. He says we're mostly talking about four main areas: agriculture, medicine, foreign investment, and services, like insurance or internet providers.
But in these areas where there is a great deal of regulatory intervention, Japan is really pretty far behind. And one way to see that is that the amount of investment going into Japan is, in our estimates, maybe one-third as much as we would predict for Japan.
U.S. automakers also complain they face unfair regulations and exchange rates when trying to sell to Japan. So Petrie says the TPP's biggest economic impact won't come from lowering tariffs, but from addressing these other rules and regulations, making them more uniform across various countries. That would be welcome news for lots of exporters, but some are still skeptical.
If you look at the farm, if you can look down there.
Rodrigo Balala drives me up the dusty, rutted roads of the 1,200-acre hilltop pineapple farm he manages in Maui. Hawaii used to be a major player in the global pineapple market, but dropped away with the rise of cheaper labor and lower prices elsewhere, a common story in global trade. He stops the truck and points out across the valley to the ocean beyond.
Every pineapple has a view over here.
Most of these pineapples will stay in Hawaii. He sells a bit to Los Angeles, and he's also started exporting to Japan.
Japan pays for quality. If you can put a quality product out there, they're willing to buy it. You want to step out and taste it?
Yeah. He hacks a pineapple off a spiny bush by the side of the road and skins it easily. It's sweet, juicy, not at all acidic. And that, he says, is how the Japanese like it. Sure, selling to Japan that first time was tricky.
There's a lot of stuff we had to learn. We thought we knew all we needed to know, but there's a list of paperwork you gotta do.
He says now it's not so bad, if you work with someone on the other side who knows what they're doing. Plus, his importer covers the roughly 20% tariff. But even while Rodrigo might benefit from lower tariffs and a smoother exporting process, he looks at past trade deals and is unsure about the TPP. He's worried about increased competition from abroad.
It hurts, especially if they can come in cheap. I mean, because everybody knows the cost of producing stuff in the United States is expensive. Hopefully it doesn't hurt us that way.
For him, there's risks and reward to trade. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.